financial management service is a centralized dispersing service for most federal agencies.
We pay people
based on what agencies tell us to pay. But we disperse over a billion payments a year, and that's billion with a B. And, you know, obviously we concentrate a lot on electronic payments, and that's been our focus, your typical direct deposit program. We do some check activity, but, of course, we're moving more and more activity from check to electronics. So what we did, we wanted to basically, there's always been a population that's kind of been underserved, underbanked, if you will, really didn't have what they thought were good relationships with their banks, where they wanted to go with direct deposits. So we wanted to find a solution.
Now, is most of these payments government to contractor or government to citizen?
Oh, no, the vast majority of the payments we make, we make all payments, but most are benefit payments, mainly your Social Security payments, your SSI benefit payments, VA benefits, IRS tax refunds, railroad, I mean, the whole gambit.
Right.
Most of our volume is benefits, federal program benefits, such as Social Security.
Right.
So, I mean, we basically wanted to basically tackle a population that we felt was underbanked, underserved, who really didn't have a solution for getting their payments electronically. They were relying on checks, basically were having to maybe pay fees to have them cashed.
Right.
They were getting lost, stolen, whatever. So we wanted to provide a service for them as well that met their needs, that was convenient, that was, had the security features. So we went and developed basically a debit card product for them, which has been accepted very well. I mean, we have over 1.7 million enrollments thus far. And we always looked at this as being a win-win. Not only did it save the government money in terms of the cost savings of sending an electronic payment versus a check payment, but we also wanted to provide service, a good service to the citizens of the country that basically are still relying on checks, that really choose to have their checks still sent to them. So that's a little bit about the program. You know, we feel very positive about it. The customer satisfaction has been good in terms of the surveys we've done. So we're looking just to continue that. We not only have SSA and SSI, but we've extended the program to VA benefits now, as well as railroad. So we're looking to expand that as well. And this is certainly a key component of, you know, a mandate that the administration, the Obama administration and Secretary Geithner had put in place in terms of the all-electronic treasury, where we're trying to move as many payments to electronics as possible.
And the big benefit that comes from the electronic payments is what? No more lost checks in the mail, certainly.
No more lost checks, no more stolen checks, the costs associated with handling the claims.
I know I've seen IRS data that if people file electronically, it's dramatically less expensive, and it has to be the same in terms of getting benefits.
Yeah, the same principle applies, not only for us.
What was the biggest hurdle that you faced in rolling this program out?
Well, I mean, basically, we were dealing with a tough constituency. I mean, the unbanked people sometimes, I mean, really they're stuck with their check. They want their check. But at the same time, they're willing to take a chance, and they just needed the opportunity. So I think it was the ability to just convince a large group of people. And we still have a very active marketing campaign to basically make the move, and we felt like we could give them the option. Another option and put that on the table.
The two big challenges were, number one, it has to work because this is an audience that's suspicious anyway.
And then
number two, getting the word out that this is an option for them, even though they don't have a bank account.
Right, yeah. Right.
And were there hurdles in terms of getting folks on board convincing the folks at Treasury, they were all like, let's figure out how to do this.
Sure. I mean, basically, we work a lot with the federal program agencies, obviously Social Security Administration. I mean, certainly they're a big advocate as well. But again, I go back to the point. I mean, we were dealing with a challenging population when you're talking about, especially SSI beneficiaries, who basically, you know, are
tend to be older.
Older, you know, maybe they've had a bad experience with a bank, maybe they've done this and that, and we wanted to give them another option.